Yael, did you know that some plants actually might talk with each other?
Talk?
Well, not exactly, but it seems that some plants can communicate to neighbors through a network of runners, or stems that grow across the ground. Certain plants, like strawberries, can reproduce by sending out runners, which send roots into the soil and bud off to become new plants. But even after the new plants are independent from the parent plant, some runners might remain intact, creating network-like connections between plants. Scientists noticed that plants in these networks seem to be sharing information. If a caterpillar started eating one plant, that plant produced defensive chemicals that made their leaves less tasty or harder to bite. But to the surprise of the scientists, if one plant was being eaten, the other plants in the network started producing defensive chemicals too.
Even if they weren't being eaten yet?
Right. This suggests that the plants can send information that warns their neighbors of impending danger. Damage from the caterpillars was much higher in plants that did not receive a warning signal than in plants that received a warning from another plant in the network. But there are drawbacks too. Just like computer networks, the interconnected plants are more vulnerable to viruses or other diseases that can quickly spread through the network.
Wow, and I thought plants were just passive, boring organisms.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the American Society of Plant Biologists.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger, with help from Heather Reynolds in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.